Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago and Wyoming shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me good?
I can barely hear you, brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm listening in. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Brother Drew, thank you for all that you do as always. To the listeners, I go by the name of Gigi Wood, and the show that you are listening to, we call The List, which basically the idea behind the show is if you could tell, if you've lived some time, you know, in life, and you are up in your years, and you had opportunity to tell your younger self some advice based off of everything that you've learned up to the present day. The question is, what advice would you give yourself? Well, based on that, we create this show we call List, which we just take the advice that you would give you, and we put all of it together to comprise a list of information that we intend to pass on to young people. Last month's show, we did a review over the first 25 that we'd had come up with thus far. And briefly, I'd like to go over those once again, and then we're going to move into new submissions this month as we try to reach a goal, which is of 100 pieces of advice, which we'll put together into a list that becomes the list, which will be issued to young people, and they'll be tested on the knowledge. My hope, which I call it a hope, but I also call it a guarantee, which I guarantee you that if you take the list that we create, and you test the youngsters on it, and let them learn the information that's there, it's going to change the lives. It's going to change the lives, and that's why the show today is entitled ROI, which that's an acronym that they use in investment and on Wall Street, which that means return on investment. Because last month we were talking about how to the strategy to get the kids to learn what's on this list. And I suggested that I would give a kid $1,500 if he aces the test, which the list is presented to the kid, you know, in this form where they just learn what's there. But I would challenge the youngster by telling him, if I create a test based on what's on that list and you ace that test, I would give you $500 if you ace it. I would give you $1,000 if you made 100%, which a kid could manipulate me out of $1,500. And I was talking with someone about that, and they were talking about the amount of money that I was offering, and that made me come up with the title for the show today, which is the return on investment. You see, if I give $1,500 to a kid and they learn that list, I'm the one that's actually getting the biggest return on my investment, because now when you turn that kid loose, when you turn that kid loose in the world, that kid is armed with a new kind of knowledge, not the knowledge that's taught in these public school systems to make them into consumers who get exploited and manipulated by the business, which is capitalism, because capitalism is built on the concept of debt. So if the kids learn what's on the list and then you turn them out, turn them loose, well, they're going to go out into the world and be very productive. Very productive to a point where they prosper. They grow money, you know, and all of a sudden, where sometimes kids get turned loose in the free world and they go into debt, and then their debt can become your debt, and their being in the free world becomes more of a liability than an asset. Whereas if you turn them loose and they're prepared to go into the free world, they become an asset. And they just continually, they continually build and gain more and more momentum in the world. And it carries on from generation to generation, but it's got to start somewhere. So the list is what I believe would be the starting points for people who whose children may not be getting the instruction that they need to get out there in the world and grow and take advantage of all the financial opportunities that are out there versus lose so much ground and time because they make so many mistakes along the way. They spend a lot of time trying to recover. So that's why the list is important. And that's why, you know, you invest the money in the kids, because one of the things that was said, we were talking about, one of the brothers made a submission, which was don't let anybody stand between you and your dreams. And then I asked the question, aren't your children your dreams? And of course they are. Of course they are. They are you, recreated, regenerated. So of course that's your dream. And you don't let anybody stand between you and your dream. And it's crazy not to invest in your dream. So, again, the name of this show, the title of this show, this episode is ROI, which is Return on Investment, which I want to explain to the listening audience why invest the money into the kids. Why give them that money so they'll learn the list? It's because you'll get a return on your investment that you'll be grateful for, you and them, for the rest of your lives. Okay, with that, I'm going to go over the last month's list real quickly, and then we'll get into the new submissions. And as soon as I get through with this 25, then Brother Drew will open the lines, and anybody who wants to come call in at that point can interrupt me, and I can always stop and go back to what I'm doing afterwards. So let me run through this first 25, which was last month's list. And, okay, number one was change your name. Number two was take your time, do your research, seek advice. Number three was know when to put your pride aside. Number four was budget, save, and invest. Number five was eat to live. Number six was don't join a service, get an education. Number seven was you can't be nice to everyone. Number eight, don't let anyone stand between you and your dreams. Number nine, understand the power of the land. Number 10, if you ain't failing, you ain't trying. Number 11, trust you, what you feel, listen to you. Number 10 was make people, earn your trust. Number 13, I think I said that wrong. Number 12 was make people earn your trust. Number 13 is try to learn something new every day. Number 14, take advantage of all the free learning while it's free. Number 15, teach yourself something that becomes yours. 16 is never trust business. Number 17, learn how to manufacture firearms and ammo. Number 18 was study and master you. 19 is venture out into the world, expose yourself to growth. Number 20, be quiet and pay attention, build your social awareness. 21, take control of your life and not let others, in parentheses, life, control you. 22, understand the difference between knowing and believing. 23, maintain an arsenal of multiple revenue streams. Keep the ones that deliver the most and require the least. 24, memorize the United States Constitution, keep a copy of it, keep a lawyer, and keep a copy of Black Law's Dictionary. 25, build a good doctor/patient relationship with a doctor that relates to you beyond the business. Okay, those were the 25. And all of that information is useful. And the goal is, again, create a list of 100 pieces of advice, and hopefully submissions will come in. I hope that'll be so profound that we'll have to remove some of the stuff that we've already created. And you know, ultimately, the list will be comprised of the best 100 pieces of advice that we have collectively come together and come up with. So, Brother Drew, at this time, if you would, open the lines. So that any caller who wants to make a submission could go ahead and do so.
Okay, callers on the line, you want to be in with the program and add something to the program, just say a piece or whatever, you know, call the line, vote, press one on your phone, and we'll get you ready with us. So I'll let you know if you get a call, and you can press one if you got a long listener. Got some different area codes on tonight, too. We're getting a lot of callers from different areas. That's good. We need to get a listener.
Brother Drew. Brother Drew, I'm having difficulty hearing you. I don't know if it's on my end or
hey,
if it's on your end.
What about now?
Yeah, that's a little better. That's a lot better.
Oh, okay. All right. So we got callers on the line, different area codes in the house tonight. So anybody want to get on with us and add to the program, press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you right in with us. So I'll let you know, Gigi, when we got a caller that's want to get in. But I want to add to the program on the ROI, the return on investment. That's a very good topic, Gigi. And a lot of people don't think about that. They be wondering this, that, and this, and this, and that, the kids. But you got to put something into your children to get something out of your children. And what Gigi's saying tonight, he want to invest in other children. So his investment, that the monetary investment that he's making is just to get the children to learn. So that's one thing, you know, we look around sometimes, we wonder why this. Maybe we haven't been putting the right type of investment in insurance. We ain't talking about money when we're talking about investment. Maybe we had to make sure that they did their homework. You know what I mean? I mean, this is investment in your children, so it's a deeper than the cash. It's about you taking time out to put some in the children. Put some in the children, you expect some back out the children. And I yield that, so, Gigi.
No, right. And not only do we get something out of the children, but look at what you've created. I mean, again, this is you. When you talk about your own children or your nieces and your nephews, you know, that's your family's bloodline, or any kid who you can affect and change his lives, look at what you have created. So, and you never know how far these ripples go, because everybody influences everybody some kind of way. So by putting this in motion, you know, we get to, as elders now, we get to sit back and enjoy. You know, they say the expression, fruits of your labor. In this case, we get to enjoy the progress that the youngsters will grow into, or the people that they grow into, and the progress that they'll make in the world. And we get to be a part of why. You know, the influence, something that influenced them in a positive way. So let's get into some other submissions. Briefly, last week we did touch on two before the show ended, which the next one would have been number 26, which was develop the right attitude, which in whenever you're trying to obtain anything, that to go through others to obtain, the attitude is crucial. You know, a lot of times you can defeat yourself with the wrong attitude. You talk yourself right out of doing what you're trying to do. So the importance of having the right attitude is, again, a crucial part of achieving things that you desire in life. And that, not only money, but that can be your wife, you know, the woman who you want to spend the rest of your life with. You know, I'm sure that people in the listening audience can have stories about why they chose their spouse. You know, attitude is a measuring stick. You know, so you've got to have the right type of attitude to advance in life. So develop the right type of attitude. The next one will stay current on technology and business news. And I ain't going to go too much into that because it's really self-explanatory. I mean, I keep saying this, the fourth industrial revolution, which one of the major things that happens in a industrial revolution is a way that the mass transit, it changes. And right now, if you research Hyperloop, that's one of the technologies. I don't know of any other ones that is posing the big change like that. But Hyperloop is a new mass transit system idea that is actually being developed. parts of the United States, and you can go on the internet, use that tool that everybody's got at their fingertips, and you can look up on the Virgin, which the airline Virgin, V-I-R-G-I-N, Virgin Hyperloop, and they've got videos of that concept. And it's actually up and running in parts of the world as I speak. Also, they are tunneling under the ground in Nevada. They tunneled under the ground where you can get around underground in Nevada. And that's a part of this Hyperloop system. The long term on this Hyperloop system, which I suspect, I haven't been formally, you know, I haven't seen anywhere where they made a formal publication. It's, take that back. I take that back. I've seen videos of the concept of it, which if they could run those, these Hyperloop tubes from state to state all over the United States, well, now not only do you change the way you move the mass in terms of people, but also in terms of freight. And if you start moving freight by this means, that changes everything in terms of the way that the trucking industry and the railroads, and you know, like they had the they almost had a strike with the railroads here recently, and you know, so and we got this thing about the fuel cost to the drivers who drive the personal vehicles, the cars, like you, me, and everybody else that drives a personal vehicle. Those fuel costs are like down. It's some, well, here where I am, it's down. But the diesel is not down as much. And I talked to brothers who, you know, they truckers, and they were saying to me that that's a political ploy to keep the votes in the pockets of certain people who are trying to get placed back in office, to keep our fuel costs down. But this trucking part, this commercial side, you know, they paying, and it's hurting them. So this Hyperloop concept, it could change all of that if it were to launch. If it were to launch, but they need investment capital to pull something like this off. So when I say stay current with the technology and the business news, you know, you stay current, because if you are an investor, you have to take advantage of moments like this when you can turn your money into more money, because you invested your money into a technology or idea that grows. So stay current with technology and the business news. Those were the two from last month, which we briefly touched on. Now, the new submissions going forward, the next one would be to follow the highways, the tollways, and the interstates to seek out new developments for investment. You know, not only, you know, depending on where you want to live, or, you know, what business ideas that you have where you may want to put new business for yourself. If you're a money investor, following the highways, the tollways, and the interstates tips your, it clues you to where the new growth is going to potentially happen. So it kind of keeps you out in front. So, like on the, I give the listening audience this challenge. Sometimes when you have time, free time, and you just kind of, you know, you may not have a idea on how you want to spend that free time. Here's a little idea. Get on the highway or where they're developing the tollways, the new sections, and just venture out there and kind of look around. And you will understand what I mean by tollways and the highways, you know, and the interstates. They'll clue you in to where the growth is. Just get out there and burn a little gas, and you'll be surprised at what you find. So, yeah, the next submission is follow the highways, tollways, and interstates to seek out new developments. The next submission is know your neighbors. Now, that kind of takes me back to my childhood, why I submit that, or basically I'm resubmitting it, because as a kid, I knew my neighbors. I grew up in a neighborhood that was full of nosy neighbors. To this day, I say a nosy neighbor is the best kind of neighbor. A lot of people get annoyed with nosy people because, you know, they always sticking their nose in their business. I personally can appreciate a nosy neighbor, because a nosy neighbor is going to know everything that's going on in your neighborhood, not just in your house, but in the neighborhood, because they network with each other. And it's almost like there's another news that you can get, which is called the word on the street. You know, you get your news through the television and radio or reading the newspaper. But there's a source that's even more reliable, which is the word on the street. Well, I think the word on the street originates from the neighborhoods, and then it kind of gets out of the neighborhoods into the broader communities, and it becomes, quote unquote, the word on the street. So your neighbors, you know, they start, it's those nosy neighbors that are the reporters, if you want to put a title on them. These are your neighborhood reporters, your investigators, or those nosy neighbors. And I appreciate nosy neighbors. So, again, that submission is to know your neighbors. I want to give an example of that, because I think I'm kind of being vague on that topic. I remember once I was in my teens, and I came home from work early, earlier than I normally do. And as soon as I walked into my mother's living room, the phone rang. And I pick up the phone, and it's a friend of my mother's who stayed, you know, across the street, but down the street, who observed me going into the house. And she called asking me, was everything all right? And I was like, yeah, everything is all right. But the reason why she was calling was because the people in my neighborhood competed to be the first one to get the new news. So if I'm at home early, did I lose my job? Did I get suspended from work? Am I sick? What's going on with, you know, with me? So she can go and call and tell everybody else. She's the first one to know. So, again, just I like nosy neighbors. And I think if you develop relationships with your neighbors, especially what's right next to you, right next to you, right, left, in back, in front, you know, it'll go a long way towards building community development, making a closer knit community by getting to know your neighbors. So the next submission is to know your neighbor. Now, the one after that is write down your thoughts. A lot of times you'll have ideas. They come and go. But you'll have a great idea. And time will pass and you'll go back and you can't remember it anymore. And you never will in some cases. It's gone. So if you develop a habit of writing down your thoughts, you'll have them. I give the example, me personally, I've got a desk calendar, and I've used them for years just to jot down notes. But the back of the desk calendar is this blank piece of cardboard. You know, once you've used up the entire year, you're just left with this blank piece of cardboard. Kept one some years ago, and I started jotting down ideas that I would have over the course of the year. Today, that piece of cardboard, I'm calling it, is full of thoughts and ideas, both front and back. And we're talking about something, well, the desk calendar is probably about 18 by 12, 24 by 18, 2 feet by 1.5 foot. That's a lot of space just to be jotting down one line ideas and two line ideas. So that is an example of how much information you can preserve just by jotting your thoughts down as they come from time to time. And then, you know, a great idea, the timing of a great idea is just important as an idea. So, Brother Drew. Brother Rock, okay. I can hear you in the background. Okay. What was that? Where was I? Write down your thoughts. Okay. Oh, a great idea today may not be, you know, the timing of a great idea. That's what I was saying. The timing of a great idea is just important as a great idea. So you may have a great idea now, but the wrong timing. And if you write down your thoughts 5, 10, 15 years later, the timing for that great idea to now be launched may present itself. And because you did write down your thought and you didn't lose it, now you can go back to it and utilize it in that moment. It may prove to be profitable to you. You never know. So write down your thoughts. The next submission is become a problem solver. That was submitted by Brother Drew himself, if I'm not mistaken. And I think the power in that is that people can dwell on problems all day long, you know, but nobody's offering up solutions. And that's a huge, huge part of going forward is there's got to be a solution. You know, you'll have I'm trying to think of a topic where all you hear is a problem. But okay, the wall, you know, the border wall down there at the southern part of the United States, where they're having the problem with the immigrants coming over. And it's a huge issue. Well, nobody's coming up with solutions. You know, they need a solution. So here's an example of where becoming a problem solver could prove to be a huge something that could catapult someone forward in their professional career, their pursuits, you know, some business mind out there that's got a company that's trying to get some kind of government contract or, you know, anything that by solving that problem, it may make the individual who comes up with the idea to solve the problem a ton of cash. So being a problem solver could prove to be a very advantageous trait to have. So the next, and I'm going to keep moving, the next submission is the only thing you own is your word. That too was submitted by Brother Drew, which I agree with what he's saying. I don't have a lot to add to it. You know, at some point maybe he'll lend a little more insight into that. I mean, I know there was a time where your word meant something in business, in life, and it still should. Problem is that in today's world, if it ain't in black and white, it's hard to trust it because everybody's so untrustworthy now. It's seldom that you find people who you can depend on their word. And even when you find people who you believe you can depend on their word, because of the conditioning that we are up under present day, it's still hard to trust them at it. Just because it's an uncomfortable thing to do, because business is corrupting everything now. Brother Drew, you're in the background again. Brother Drew.
All right.
Okay. Now, again, the way business is, you know, it's just hard to trust people on their words now. So the only thing you own is your word. I agree. So with that in mind, bag that up in black and white. That's what I would suggest to the young people. The only thing you own is your word. But from a business standpoint, bag that up. Get that in writing. Get the word of others in writing. and give your word in writing. The next submission would be learn disaster preparedness. Now, that's a good submission because today everybody's conditioned to depend on the technology that we have. But let's just do a hypothetical and issue and say that this Armageddon thing, you know, you hear about, oh, here comes Armageddon, everything get wiped out. Okay, let's say that moment happens. All the satellites get knocked offline. Now you have to resort back to relying on things that existed before digital world was created. Can you? The question is, can you? Especially young people, can they? I'll give you an example of how dependent the young minds are on technology. And this is something that you yourself can do. Whenever you go to a place where they don't have the self-checkout and you can go and deal with a live person, whenever you, if you have cash, because that part is important in this example, if you got credit cards, it doesn't work, but if you got cash and they give you your price, let me get something to write with. Just say your price is $17 and just keep some easy numbers here, $17.55. Say the price is $17.55. Give a person a 20. And then they're going to key in the amount that you gave them. Then it's going to tell them the amount to give you back. Before they give you that back, now turn around and give them 75 cents and watch what happens. In that moment, they can't re-enter the amount that you gave them into the register. So now they have to rely on their own thinking. You have just created a crisis for that young man. Very seldom you're going to see a young man that understands this, and we're just talking about basic mathematics here. Very seldom you're going to see a young man that knows how to think on the fly and adjust to that situation and turn around and give you back $3 and 20 cents, whereas initially they were supposed to give you back $2.45, but when you added the 75 cents to it, you know, now you want $3 back in folding green, you know, opposed to the 45 cents change. They're not going to be able to adjust to that. So that's what I mean. And you can do that experiment and see for yourself anytime you're in a situation where you got cash and you're dealing with a young person who's dealing with a cash register. Let me add a little more to that because I want to go a little bit deeper into that learn disaster preparedness portion because let me go here to my notes. And when we're talking about learning to function separate from modern technology, I'm talking about everything from reading, writing, mathematics, as I was just discussing, Then there's other aspects. We talk about how to hunt, how to fish, how to sew, how to cook, how to clean, how to build with your hands. You know, if the machines aren't there, if you can't call the carpenter or you can't call the contractors, can you build, can you repair? Can you engineer, which engineering basically is how is you can you rig up something, like something's mechanical, and you have to come up with a way to rig it so it'll still be functional. Can you do it? Do you possess that from in between your right and left ear? Is that muscle in there strong enough to come up with stuff like that? Do you know how to use zip ties? You know how to use ropes and chains, electrical wire, metals? Do you understand that there are softer metals and harder metals? And based on which one of them you use, you're going to get certain results. There's roofing, you know, how to stop the rain from coming in, plumbing, auto repair, the gas engine, the combustion engine, which the most of the older people are, you know, well-versed. Well, that's what we come up with, the gas engine. Then there's this electrical engine, which is taking over the industry, you know, and they're writing legislation as we speak to convert from the gasoline, the combustion engine, to electrical. The natural gas, you know how to use and manipulate natural gas engines or natural gas engines. There's turbine engines, wind turbine engines, diesel turbine engines, on and on, on and on. Do you know how to function in a world where the modern day technology collapses? Can you function? So, yes, learn disaster preparedness on every level, as much of it as you can, and you'll be able to utilize it in your everyday life all the time. And it'll just make life a lot easier for you. The next submission was learn from others. Learn their history. Learn the mistakes made in their history, the successes of their history, as well as the failures. Because knowing the history, the elders talk about how important it is to know your history and how blind and I'm going to use the word ignorant, because ignorance is not calling someone stupid. Ignorance is saying that someone doesn't know. So a lot of people who don't know their history are trapped in a state of ignorance because of the lack of knowledge about the history, as well as knowing the history of others. Because when you talk to people and you don't know their history, you say things or do things that could be interpreted by them as insults, or could be, or you could be interpreted by them as the ignorance that I'm speaking of, and they may not want to deal with you. But if you know their histories and know their cultures, now you come across as a more knowledgeable and person who is welcomed more by them. And you can disrespect people without even knowing that you're disrespecting them if you're not knowledgeable about their history, their cultures, and things of that nature. So, yeah, learn from others, their histories. And again, their successes and their failures are lessons that you can take from their history also and apply to your own life. You know, they may have successes that they may be willing to share with you in conversation or that you may read about that you can use and implement into your own life. The next submission would be to learn to turn negatives into positives. That's pretty much self-explanatory. Just and you could almost apply that to having the right attitude. If you have the right attitude of turning negatives into positives, it's almost instinctive. When you get into a negative situation, you'll figure out the positive in it and manipulate it to get the positive from it. So, yeah, learn to turn negatives into positives. Each one teach many. And that, again, was submitted by Brother Drew. And I think the concept there that's being expressed is that we're behind as a people. So to gain ground on the competition, we need to teach as many as we can. So there's a saying, each one teach one, but Brother Drew has altered that saying into each one teach many, and I have to agree 100%. We need to get out there and make up some ground. The time is getting close to being up for this hour, so I'm going to leave this last submission and I guess close the show. And Brother Drew, I'm going to leave you with the final word. So this last submission is don't strive to be the best. You know, people always want to be the best. I personally believe if you're the best, then the best has an ending. It's finite. After you're the best, where do you go from there? So instead of being the best, strive to continuously get better. And in theory, if you do that, if you're always getting better, you're better by the end of the day than you were by the start of the day. You're better today than you were yesterday. You're going to strive tomorrow to be better than you are today. And you just keep that kind of mindset. You're always growing. You're always evolving. And even when you get to the end of your road, in theory, you were the best you had ever been at that moment. Which means that when you pass on to the next life or to the next existence, you were the best. You were your best. And I think that's good enough. Brother Drew, I'm going to leave you with the last word. Brothers and sisters, I just want to say what I always say, which is y'all stay strong, stay true, choose what's right over what's popular. And, I guess we'll see y'all next month, Brother Drew.
All right, yeah, that's a good topic that I'll be in the past. You know, just to add with that.
Brother Drew, you seem like you. Brother Drew, are you not coming in clear?
Oh, okay, here we go. That was just to add to that topic. A lot of people strive to be the best, but like you were saying, be yourself. A lot of people want to be other people. Everybody want to be like Mike. But learn yourself. And be the best you. And you ain't got to be the best. If you be the best you, you the best. Like Gigi was saying. But learn yourself and be you. And don't try to be somebody who you wasn't born to be. You were born to be you. And you got to learn yourself and learn what your attributes and your strengths are and cater to that. And I end with that, Gigi.
All right, brother. Well, next month, y'all, Thursday the 10th at 10 p.m.
All right, y'all. We see y'all next week. Hopefully, y'all gonna participate next week. Though we gonna find us some more people that want to talk. But we trying to teach our youth. All right, so we appreciate you.
Next month.
Go ahead. Next month.
I think next month. You're saying next week, but next month. And we know what you mean. We know what you mean.
Hey, so
all right,
brother. But we see y'all next month.
All right.
All right. Peace.